VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ashley. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is your host, Ashley. Before starting the discussion of today's topic, I want to tell you that from this month on, I will start verbally replying to some of your comments from the previous week. That is to say, I'll still type words to reply to some of them on the webpage, yet I will also talk about some of them in the show. So, feel free to express your thoughts so there's more interaction between us. Today we're talking about grandparents. I used to consider my grandmother boring when I was really little, since she's kind of serious. Additionally, she got such a strong accent that I could barely understand her. However, I changed my mind when I got old enough to understand the real-life stories she tells. Her stories always blow my mind away, just like the speaker's grandfather in the video. Let's take a look at what he said. Oh, I remember I used to hand wash my laundry by the river. A man threatened to shoot me once, so I gave him all my clothes. 我还记得当年在河边手洗衣服时，有一个男人威胁要杀我，所以我把所有的衣服都给他了。这里我们来注意几个发音重点，首先是 used to 这一组片语。这个 used 的 ed 其实本来就是会发成像是 t 的声音 t。因为这里的 S 是个无声子音，所以它后面的 ED 就不会发得很明显。刚好它后面碰到那个 to 也是 T 的声音开头嘛，所以两个字就直接连起来 used to。接下来是 gave 和 him 这两个字中间也可以有连音。通常两个字摆在一起的时候，第一个字是子音发音结尾，像这个 gave 是 v， 这个 v 的子音发音结尾，它后面要搭配母音开头的字才可以形成连音。不过这里是个例外，为什么？因为 him 的这个 h 算是子音，但它和其他的子音不一样，所以它可以形成连音。如果我们今天把这个 h 改成其他子音好了，像是会让嘴巴闭起来的 b、d、g 或者是 p、t、k 这些声音，或者是什么 s 之类的，就没有办法形成连音了。可是在今天我们句子的情况里，我们还是可以把它念成 gave him， 所以是可以形成连音的哦。那再来第三个字是 threatened， 一样这个 th 要发 th 的声音，舌尖放在上下排牙齿的中间，第一个音节的母音 ea 是发 a 这样的短母音。那这个字我们当然可以念成 threaten， 可是很多时候我们第二音节念很快的时候可以变成 threaten， 就好像第二音节的那个 t 和 e 都不见了，只剩一个 n 的声音 threaten，这样也是可以的哦。最后来讲衣服这个字 clothes， 我们可以看到它又有 o 又有 e， 这样子的结构会让它的 o 发长音 o。 接下来这个字的字尾有 th 和 es 这两个音要处理， th 是发 z 这个声音是有声的， es 是发 z 这个像是 z 的声音，不过因为这两个声音很像的音放在一起，所以我们就只需要念一个就好了。有没有觉得这个规则听起来很熟悉啊？其实就是连音的概念啦，只是一般来讲连音都是发生在两个不同的单字之间，那在这里它不是两个不同的单字，它是在同一个单字里面，可是其实概念就是一模一样的哦。所以这个字我们的 th 可以不用念，只需要念 es 的那个 z 的声音就好了， close。所以整句是 Oh, I remember I used to hand wash my laundry by the river. A man threatened to shoot me once, so I gave him all my clothes. 接下来我们来讲单字的部分，首先是 laundry。 Laundry 这个字它是一个名词，意思是代洗衣物，那就和碗盘一样，虽然我们中文都是说洗碗啊洗衣服，可是英文里面的动词会用 do 而不一定是用 wash。另外 dirty laundry 这个词除了有字面上脏衣服的意思， 也引申出丑闻或是不可告人的秘密这样的意思。就像下面这个例句 The principal is trying desperately to keep his dirty laundry from being aired in public. 这位校长极力避免他的丑闻被公诸于世。那接下来下一个字是 threaten, 威胁这个动词。直接来看一个例句 The loan shark threatens to hurt the moneylender's family if he couldn't pay up in 2 weeks. 那名放高利贷者威胁跟他借钱的人说他如果无法在2个星期内还清借款就会伤害他的家人。那我们可以看到这个字叫 threaten。英文当中 en 结尾的有很多都是动词。所以如果我们把 en 这个动词字尾去掉剩下 threat,这个字就变成名词，也是威胁的意思。所以比如说 While some consider the nuclear forces of North Korea remains an empty threat, some believe it is a real crisis. 虽然有些人觉得北韩的核武只是吓唬人的，但也有些人觉得它是场真正的危机。最后我们来到 clothes 这个字，它的意思是衣服。所以举例来说More and more companies are now manufacturing clothes made out of recycled plastic. 越来越多公司现在都在开始制造由回收塑胶所制作的衣服。那除了 clothes 之外，我们还要讲另外一个字，就是 cloth。cloth， 把刚刚这个字的 es 拿掉。那这个字我们要注意哦，它不管是发音还是意思，都跟刚刚的那个 clothes 是不一样的。这个字念成 cloth， 它的母音是发 r 的声音，而且它的尾音 th 是发无声的 s 的声音。那这个字的意思是布料或者是布的意思，它是不可数的。如果我们今天要表达一块布，我们前面要加量词 a piece of。所以比如说 ，The magician spread a thin piece of cloth flat across the table。魔术师在桌上铺上一块薄薄的布。Okay, that's it for today. It's always interesting to interact with grandparents, isn't it? Although sometimes it can be frustrating when they don't get us, they're never tedious. What do you think about spending time with grandparents? Do you enjoy it? Do you see the generation gap as a problem? Anyhow, love is the universal language that you can always share with your grandparents.So, just cherish the time you spend together. This is the end of today's podcast. Comment below and leave your recordings. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!